Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about having sympathy for the narcissist. This is something that a lot of people struggle with, so I thought we could talk about it on the show today. People often ask me if it's okay to have sympathy for the narcissistic person in their lives, or they say that they have sympathy for the narcissist and they wonder if they should. The truth is, feelings are not right or wrong. They just are. We can't control the feelings that we feel. Some of them make no sense. Some of them are illogical or irrational. Others do make sense. Judging your feelings is difficult and it's often pointless. It's better to accept them and deal with them as they are, at least in the beginning. There's nothing wrong with feeling some type of way. It is what it is. Now, that doesn't mean we should always act the way our emotions are directing us to act. Many times we probably shouldn't. If your emotions are directing you to kill somebody because they betrayed you, that is not something you should act on. If your emotions are directing you to reach out to someone who has repeatedly hurt you, you probably shouldn't act on that either. We have to evaluate our emotions objectively so that we can decide what the best course of action would be. This is not always easy, but it's necessary because decisions that are based off of emotions rather than logic are often ill-advised. Feelings are best tempered by logic, just as logic is best tempered by emotion. When these two things work together in balance, we usually function better. Logic without emotion is psychopathic. Emotion without logic is hysteria. Neither of these things are healthy states of mind to be in. For instance, psychopaths are usually considered to have antisocial personality disorder. The word antisocial in this context doesn't mean that they're not friendly or that they don't like hanging out with people. It means that their behavior and personality structure are not compatible with living amongst other people in a society or a community. This is because they have no conscience and no empathy, therefore no emotion tempers their decision-making. This makes them potentially dangerous to other human beings. That's what the word antisocial means. Anti-society, not able to be in society. Even if somebody is not a hysteric or a psychopath, they can have trouble balancing logic and emotion. Some people are naturally given to one more than the other, and others may have issues that make it difficult for them to express their emotions or to think clearly. When there is trauma involved, abuse, or addiction, it can be even more difficult. Many times when someone has been in a relationship with a narcissistic person, the level of abuse and trauma involved can make it extremely difficult for someone to understand their feelings or be able to think logically. It can result in many really confusing feelings. Sometimes people become angry at themselves because they still care. They wonder, how can I still care about someone who has treated me so terribly? How can I miss them? How can I love them? Why do I feel sorry for them? It is not uncommon to feel sympathy, pity, or have caring feelings for the narcissistic person in your life, even though they may have been and may still be terribly abusive. It's actually hard for any caring person not to feel at least some level of sympathy or pity for somebody who's that miserable and damaged, especially if you've been watching them sabotage themselves or destroy their own lives in a slow-motion train wreck for years. The important thing to remember is that you are not responsible for their choices, their lives, their happiness, or anything else. You can feel empathy, sympathy, pity, or love for someone without feeling like you have to do something about their problems. Now, some people are the opposite. Some people hate the narcissistic person in their lives with a passion, and they worry that they shouldn't feel that way or that hatred is wrong. They might feel bad that they're angry or that they have such dark and hateful feelings towards another person. The truth is, both of these emotional reactions are okay, and so is every other one, as long as they don't interfere with your logic. You can have empathy for a toxic person. You can have sympathy, pity, love, hatred, and anything else. Just don't let these emotions, or any other ones, rule your life or your decision-making. Keep that logic in the driver's seat. In the end, your emotions are your business. They are not right or wrong. They just are. Some people are sad when the relationship is over. Some are angry. Some are happy. There's no rule book for how somebody is, quote, supposed to feel after trauma or abuse. Your emotions are likely to be pretty confusing for a while, actually. So rather than agonizing over whether they're right or not, it's more helpful to focus on accepting and dealing with them. Just remember that emotions are not logical. Sometimes they don't make sense. Human emotions can be very complex and very complicated. They can be rooted in many things. Try not to get caught up in how you should or shouldn't feel. Just deal with how you actually do feel. Work on processing and dealing with your emotions. You can't change your feelings, but if you accept them, deal with them, and process them, they often change on their own. They become less intense, they morph into other things, they fade. Most emotions are temporary reactions to temporary situations. They're not permanent. So don't make permanent decisions based on temporary things. Make them based on logic and reason. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online, over the phone, through text message, through Messenger, and via email. So if you're interested in speaking with me one-on-one, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Book an Appointment tab to go ahead and do that. I also teach workshops a few times a month, so if you're interested in checking those out, visit littleshaman.org and click the Workshops tab to see what we have to offer. You can sign up through there as well. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.